Tonight we're going to start off with a bunch of traditional Irish and one English song and a Scottish song in there too. Is this on?
Yeah.
This is a hammer dulcimer. Traditional, you know what I mean. Anyway. Where is it?
This is an Anglo concertina. I'll be playing Anglo concertina and English concertina. Well, the other instruments. That's cool. Okay, the first thing we're going to do is a couple of tunes from Ireland, reels. The first one is called Tinker Doherty, and we play a version. There's many versions. The one we play is the version that Tommy Peoples plays. Yeah, the percussionist here. And then this next tune we're going to do in this medley is called Cooley's Reel, and it's a tune that I learned from a flute player and a fiddler who live now in Cleveland, Ohio, and are from Ireland. And we'll be playing a lot of tunes that we learned from them during the night. Their names are Tom Byrne and Tom McCaffrey. So, and there will be a Folkways record of them out pretty soon, matter of fact. So, Tinker Doherty and Cooley's Reel.
Next tune is a four-part jig called Langstrom's Pony, and then right after that we're going to play Banished Misfortune, which is a three-part jig.
This is the other kind of concertina, English concertina.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
We're going to do now a Scottish tune. The reason I'm standing up is because I can breathe better. I can play the flute better. We're going to do a Scottish tune that's called Lochaber No More, which is a funeral march. And go from that into a tune that Malcolm wrote, which is called Dog in the Mustard. This is an Irish flute that the Irish flute player I was telling you about before, Tom Byrne, gave to me. It's came over here from Ireland. It's about 100 years old. It's been restored. It's a real nice instrument. Has a lot of meaning for me.
This next song is a funeral song to go along with that one. And I got the words to this from a sing-out, half the words, and the other half I just sort of adapted to a lot of the songs that I've heard at Hap's Irish Pub in Cincinnati, where there's a lot of people who come and pretend that they're Irish and sing Irish songs. So. I'm going to pretend I'm Irish for a while and sing this. The other night I got an invitation to a funeral, but to my disappointment the fellow didn't die. He said that he was sorry for having disappointed us, and see, and he apologized, we let the thing go by. To ease our disappointment he took us out and treated us. He bought a quarter port for a company of 10. When some of us asked him his money, he was squandering. The fellow took his wallet out, we didn't ask again. Well, we got the concertina. We got the concertina for it to keep up the rascality, though none of us could play it, and we tried our best and worst. We made an awful noise in it, and if it's any benefit, we played the thing so carefully that all the bellows burst. We got a boiled potato for to fix the concertina with, when someone hit Maloney with the carcass of a cat. He bundled up his whiskers and he read out the riot act and said he'd put two heads on the bugger that done that. Well, the owner of the beer shop, when he seen us all a rioting, give orders to get out, but that we flat refused. So we whistled in some loafers that were standing round the corner, and for 10 or 15 minutes we were bodily abused. When we left the beer shop, down the road we started. A bunch of hungry urchins, they pelted us with mud. We told them for to chuck it, and they said that they were doing that. And then we all ran off and left us where we felt or stood. Well, the Salvation Army waited right around the corner, and they rifled all our pockets while they sang that we were saved. Poor little John McGinty got escorted to the station for the song that he was singing and the way that he behaved. All for to free McGinty, we all took off our undershirts, and to the local pawn shop we took the bloomin' mutt. We told him that we wanted only 10 and 6 on them. There's enough already on them, was the answer that we got. Well, we got the 10 and 6 off for to free McGinty with bad luck to the beer shop we met along the way. Of course, we couldn't pass it without having some refreshment. We squandered every penny of the fine we had to pay. Our senses we surrendered to the good old General Guinness, and for a bit of rioting we stoutly did repair. We battered one another as we rearranged the tables, keeping track of lighter objects that were flying through the air. Now McGinty hit McGinty, and McGinty hit some other man, and any man and any man, and every man was right. And poor old crippled McNamara, sitting saying nothing, poked at random with his crutches to intensify the fight. We fought away like Turks till the coppers separated us. They took us off to jail with broken noses and black eyes. I got 60 days in prison, and to me it was a lesson that I'll go no more to funerals until a fellow dies.
Okay, here's another flute tune that I learned from Tom Byrne and Tom McCaffrey. It's called The High Reel. And we're going to go from that into a reel called the Grapple Lock. You might have heard the Boys of the Lock play. We did. That's where we got it.
Thank you.
While we're in that vein, here's another tune that we learned from the same people. They're quite a good source. And it's a hornpipe called the Plains of Boyle. I'm going to play a tin whistle, rock, and a brass whistle, actually, and on this one.
I didn't know you played any brass.
Malcolm says he didn't know I played any brass instruments. Okay, we're going to play two jigs now. The first one is called The Gold Ring, and it's, well, there's a story behind it, but I don't really have time to tell it. It's, anyway, it's a tune that, according to legend, was gotten from the leprechauns in Ireland as a gift, sort of. And then the other tune that we're going to go into is called New Rigged Ship, which we learned from Tom McCaffrey in Cleveland. It's also played in Scotland under the name of Teviot Bridge. The Gold Ring is sort of it's got five parts to it. Tunes usually have two parts, but this one is real fancy. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
This is a song of Irish immigration called Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore.
Excuse me while I find my cape.
First verse and made it into a chorus because it's a good one to sing together. And it goes, let's see. From Derry Kay we sailed away on the 23rd. Not the chorus.
That's the first verse. So this is the chorus.
So fare thee well, sweet Liza, dear, and farewell.
So that'll come around enough times for you to pick up on it. It's sort of a long chorus, but each time it comes by, it'll be more familiar. I don't know what was so funny about that. Anyway, must have been pretty good though.
We'll start with the chorus.